Denise Augustine. I am a Treme Creole. Okay, the theme is jackpot. This is an urban legend. It is about a couple who lives in New Orleans. He's a kind and gentle kind of guy, somebody you might look at and say, the guy's doofus, not exactly looking the sharpest person in the neighborhood. On the other hand, the wife is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. She's got wide child-bearing hips and a full mane of hair. The girl comes for money, all her teeth are straight. And when they first started dating, people thought, this will never last, right? She falls deeper and deeper in love with this guy's spirit. The problem is, the guy can't keep a job. He gets a job selling cars, and he's such an innocent. He's trying to protect the customer instead of getting the money. Well, you know how long that lasts. And then so somebody else gives him a high-powered job in a high-rise downtown on Poydras Street, and he's just not aggressive enough. The guy just doesn't get it, right? You know, people look at this couple and think, this boy hit the jackpot. This ain't gonna last. And so as the years go, he's really talented with his hands. And he has a gorgeous eye for beauty, and the boy sketches gorgeous, and he has an eye for color. He's just a fantastic carpenter. And he could make just almost anything you ask. Just visually, he's got it, right? But in order to create these things, you need $30,000 worth of equipment. You need all kinds of special saws, and you need all kinds of, you've got to buy the wood, and wood is not cheap. And meanwhile, she's working, and she's fairly happy, but there's always somebody in her ear, you deserve better, you deserve better, you deserve better. And they're really trying to undermine this wonderful relationship they have because, I mean, this girl's a stunner, right? And so there's always somebody in the wings waiting for him to trip up. After the last job, he said, you know what? Let's just take a vacation. Let's work this out. And they decided to go to the coast, right? And so they walk in the casino. He's got like a 3-day pass somebody's given him. And they walk in the casino, and they're looking around. They're going, okay, which machine we're going to play? And this slim old man just standing there, and he's just watching the machines. And he's saying, you know what? You play. You've always been lucky. You play. I've got the worst luck in hell. You play. And the old man walks up to him. He said, that's your wife? He said, yeah. He said, tell her to play that machine. It's going to hit, and it's going to hit twice. And the guy kind of like looks at him. He says, how do you know that? He said, I've spent the last 40 years working on these machines. He says, I know that machine is going to hit, and it's going to hit twice. And the guy says, well, if you know that, why don't you play it yourself? He says, well, I don't play, but I play $5 machines. He tells his wife, he says, you know what? What chance do we have? He says, play that machine. She put about $17 a quarters in the machine, and she's just playing. And all of a sudden, the machine just takes off ringing. And the jackpot's like $15,000. And they get all excited, and they're just all excited. They get up to go and cash out. And people are looking and everything. And the little old man shows up when they're getting ready to walk away, and he taps on the shoulder. He said, I told you it was going to hit, and it's going to hit twice. So she sits back down. He goes and takes care of the business. And she puts about $30 more in the machine, and the machine hits again. And it hits the biggest jackpot it has hit since this casino opened. They get all excited. They do all the paperwork and all of this stuff. And by this time, it's like 12:30 at night, and they go up to the room. And they get up to the room, and things are fine. We've got the money. We've got the money for the equipment. They're talking about what they're going to do with it, and they're just all excited. And they make love and have a fine meal. And they wake up in the morning, and she sits straight up in the bed about 6 o'clock in the morning. She said, we never thanked him. We never thanked the old man. And so they rush down to thank the old man. And the old man is nowhere to be found. So the question is, did he really appear, and it was time for their luck to change?
did the Spirit send an angel so that this marriage could last, so that his dreams could come true, so that his life would be more stable? Or was there really an old man who worked 40 years on these machines and knew that they were gonna hit? That's my story.
Deal keeps on choking as you stick to my last token.